Okay, are we ready? The big phallic microphone is working. The weapon of ass destruction is working. The big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. I'm ready when you guys are. All right, hit it. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and I am particularly pumped and psyched because this is my birthday show. So, this is going to be a fun show. The musical selections, probably a reflection of the diversity of my musical taste. And we got a lot of goodies, plus a lot of news and commentary and fun, and we think that despite all of our activities this weekend that we are still functional enough to make this show go smoothly. So we're going to play a foreplay track and then get on with the show. Tonight, the foreplay tune is by The Monkees and is entitled I'll Be Back Up On My Feet. Okay, we are beginning. Tonight the theme is Reverend Bookburn's birthday show, and this is being recorded Sunday, April 12th, 2015, a few days early, but you would never know it with our behavior this weekend, but that's cool. We have an ordinary show, since there's no guests. We have three full sets of tunes and miscellaneous stuff to cover and catch up on since it's been a month since the last show. And lots to cover as well, and some goodies we think you'll really like. since we didn't do our traditional annual traditional show, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, I thought we'd start the first set of tunes with one of our favorite Easter-related songs by Philadelphia's own Adam Brodsky, with a very beautiful track entitled Jump on a Cross and Die.
The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, one of them said, what about that Jesus fella a few years back? With the right PR, he could still make a pretty big impact. It really ain't important what he did or said. Just like Johnny Bravo, that he bit the threads. When those ad men went home that night, they took off their coats and ties and concocted the greatest story ever told in their lives. Came back to the boardroom and preached the gospel. Luke told about the time that Jesus took him to the hospital. Matthew spoke of a manger, wise men, frankincense, and myrrh. One of them said, hey, let's make Mary just a surrogate mother. They talked about that time at the temple when he was ranting about his dad upstairs. Slowly they noticed Jesus' name getting into prayers. The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl to die. A little later, Rome was filing chapter 11 when Constantine in 316 said, what's all this about going to heaven? Later that same afternoon, the Roman Empire struck back with a decree. From here on out, without a doubt, it's Christianity. Christians everywhere felt that they had pulled a coup. They no longer sell out the Colosseum just to end up lying food. They had finally established a foothold in the Roman Empire. But soon Attila sacked their joint and lit their church on fire. When the smoke cleared, just like I feared, the ages sure were dark. Monks in robes used to sing about him like he was from Asbury Park. Witches, Jews, and heretics are in a terrible position. They didn't check because no one expects a Spanish Inquisition. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, the Renaissance meant kinder, gentler Christians for sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the score. Books were wrote and Steve Gutenberg made copies of the wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the Schism. Catholics got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. It's so long ago that no one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it tax-free. It's amazing what folks won't give the dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems that the need for blind faith is. Just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. I said someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and jump on a cross and fuck it, die.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Red.
take it from the beginning.
I take full responsibility for my weak ability. I rap with much fragility. Oh, I'm a nice girl, hope you don't hurl. Some say I'm too harsh and heads will roll. But my story's my story and it's gotta be told. Told the way I see it. Maybe you believe it, maybe you don't. Tell me to be quiet, I won't. Pretending that you didn't know. With the Halliburton CEO, best actors in the Iraq show. Watching your investments grow. Money flow, lots of dough, and hunting ducks incognito. Dickie Dick come out to play. We all know your daughter's gay. Show me flag your resume. And we'll see you on her wedding day.
Where's Dick? Is he hiding in the bush? He's just sitting on his tush. On top of Halliburton, his life's been far too cush. So where the hell is Dick? Is he hiding in the bush?
Mr. Cheney, you need a timeout.
Of all the daisies gone, is that how a war is won? Cutting down Iraqi kids, time to hurry, better scurry, don't worry, cause Ashcroft Scotty's on your side. He'll give you a place to hide.
Who cares if we lost to the dead guy?
Condoleezza, don't tease her, better try to please her or at least appease her. Colin Powell, once a hero, now a zero. Didn't think twice, and he paid the price for Condoleezza. Avarice, avarice, got a fist, roll the dice. Donnie, Johnny, Condi, Colin, they got that fear ball rolling. Give us back the rights you stolen.
Second guesstimate me, cause I'm the president. Big boss, you see. So follow me right off the cliff. I'll be there in a jiff. And to hell with all the working stiffs. It's the haves and the have-mores we govern for. Our decisions are made behind closed doors. What's wrong with mixing church and state? That's what makes America great. Georgie Porgy, Puddin' and Pie sent our kids to Iraq to die while he tries to save the unborn babies. What happens if they come out gabies?
Where is Dick? Is he hiding in the bush? Where is Dick?
Dick. This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist in celebration of Reverend Bookburn's birthday. And it's been a really awesome weekend, sometimes with a lot of silliness and giggles, but we're having a great time. And lately we have been really digging the version of Institutionalized, and in particular the music video that was made by Ice-T with Body Count of their version of Institutionalized. And tonight, in celebration of Reverend Bookburn's birthday, we're going to play the original version by Suicidal Tendencies. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Institutionalized.
Sometimes I try to do things and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to, and I get real frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me, they feel on the side. It's gotta be a suicide, so come and pray with my side. You won't have any say, I pray with you to see the way. I'm not crazy, here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy, here's the decision. You're driving me crazy, here's the decision. They take me in an institute, you said it was the only solution. Give me any professor, I'll protect you from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went through it with a sleeve. Tell me about your sleeve. Please, just yucky, just lazy. It's a good damn straight. Oh, I'm not crazy. Here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the decision. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the decision. They stick me in an institution. That was the only solution. You need a professor. I'm protecting from the enemy myself. I'm sitting in my room. My mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, I need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to things for me, leave it up to them a day. By the time they think my head, better leave me, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy!
does not always do the best that I know I can do for you, and I want to say thank you. Thank you!
You heard Sham 69 doing What Have We Got live. Suicidal Tendencies did Institutionalized. Sugar Cubes did Birthday. Flying Venus did Where Is Dick. The Pixies did Here Comes Your Man. Lolo from Lolo Radio did Happy Birthday, Reverend Bookburn. And started that set off with Adam Brodsky doing Jump on a Cross and Die. And tonight the foreplay tune was by the Monkees entitled I'll Be Back Up on My Feet. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is me. Happy birthday, Reverend Bookburn. No, what the fuck is it called? Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. I'm getting a lot of help here from these Stonerhead associates. And they were right. During the music, they were goofing on me. I'm still trying to persuade them to speak into a microphone during the show, but that's highly unlikely. But they pointed out that I am no longer in a position to comment on some possible occasional deficiencies in their functionality due to their behaviors on these weekends, on these kind of weekends. Oh, hell, most weekends. But on the last show, it was I, Reverend Bookburn, who fucked up, not Pastor Whoremaster or John the Craptist. Neither one were responsible. I was solely responsible for the fucking up of the recording, which is everything since we can't stream live. But Reverend Bookburn fucked up the recording during Chumbawamba's song Homophobia, which means that the Asshole of the Week awards were not recorded, and I believe the closing track was recorded. What happened was our great co-producer from afar, who also archives all of the shows at radioforall.net, and we link all of this stuff at reverendbookburn.com, alias revbookburn.blogspot.com. Pastor Rex Cat actually repaired the ending of the show, so he obviously couldn't recreate the Asshole of the Week tracks, but he did upload a complete version of Chumbawamba's Homophobia song, two Phil Oak songs, and the closing tune, which was Iggy Pop with Kate Pearson doing Candy. And as always, throwing in his own selections of bonus tracks, which is also awesome because I like the added stimulation and from another source that accompanies every show. So, most of the show was recorded. The end was fucked up. What was repairable was repaired by Pastor Rex Cat. And it wasn't either of the Stonerheads' fault. It was entirely mine. So, we even have bits of paper like saying, you know, don't touch here and don't touch there and don't fuck up the recording and arrows and shit. So that's happening. Speaking of Phil Oakes, the anniversary of his death recently passing, April 9th, There was a recent release of live recordings from 1973, so 3 years before he died. It was great that this came out. It came out like 2014, I believe. And I was glad that a recording came out from the 1973 little mini tour, because by all accounts, he did not take the end of the 60s well. And like a lot of people, musicians, activists, and the like, you know, 1972 seemed to be the year where things kind of peaked out and were going in a different direction, and not for the better. And for Phil Oakes, it was the beginning of a downfall, full of depression, full of alcoholism. And he did get a good little mini tour in, and then he was later a crime victim that included his throat and his voice being screwed up. So it's kind of like the last of good recordings, or good live recordings by Phil Oakes. Actually, good any recordings by Phil Oakes. So I wanted to hit it as a surprise, and I wanted to save it until I could announce it. So I'm going to play Phil Oakes tunes, actually the same two tracks, but different versions towards the end of the show, in which he does live versions of his classics, including great spoken introductions that lead up to those tunes. Anyway, April 9th, 1976, he left us. Today, April 12th, is the day that Abbie Hoffman also departed, and that was in 1989, so that's, what, 26 years ago. And still remembering him fondly, his incredible books, especially Woodstock Nation and the introduction to Steal This Book. So farewell to them. And a friend of both of theirs, and 60s icon himself, publisher of The Realist, author of many phenomenal books, is Paul Krasner. So he's the first birthday. Happy birthday, Paul Krasner, who is currently working on a huge novel, and this is going to be fucking great. This is the guy who wrote How a Satirical Editor Became a Yippie Conspirator in 10 Easy Years, Tales of Tung Fu, Who's to Say What's Obscene, In Praise of Indecency, and countless fantastic books. And this novel is going to be great. It's going to have a Lenny Bruce theme, from what I understand. He was a personal friend of Lenny Bruce's. And so anyway, he's 83 now. He was like Timothy Leary and some of the people from the 60s. He was like a tad older than the classic baby boomers. And this birthday, also April 9th, was number 83. Happy birthday, Lord Jesus. His birthday also recently passed, another April birthday. And because we're both close in birthdays, especially if we don't see each other often, which is most of the time the last couple of years because of just the way our lives are, we got a recent visit. He is the king of Roku, because he won't have anything to do with Comcast or any other bogus shithead. And so he was turning me on to great stuff, like classic past recordings of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. We watched some of Mudhoney's documentary, I'm Now. Great footage of Mudhoney live. And so much shit. And we worked on the next show. And so it's going to be cool to have the ideas that came out of that visit and little mini party to apply those ideas and what came out of that visit on the next show, which is in the month of May. And if you're a longtime book burner, you know what that means. May is National Masturbation Month. And so we usually title the show National Masturbation Month hyphen and then a kind of a subtitle. This year, May 2015, our show for May will be National Masturbation Month hyphen Cream Pie Kinky Clergy. And it's going to have additional ideas, not just that came out of the Lord Jesus, but the Reverend, through no idea of his own, accompanied somebody at their request to a church, which means, of course, I had to bring a pen and paper because I knew stuff would just come to me while listening to them talk. And so when I heard the pastor say that he has a well-trained tongue. Yes, I did. Thank you, John the Craptist. I did resist all impulses to jump up and say, me too. I have a well-trained tongue, but I did not do that. But they did contribute by accident many ideas for the next show. And also, you can have your input. And if you have an idea that is used on the show, we're going to call you a cum-mando for the Reverend Is In show. And write RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Email RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. And you too could become a cum-mando and give your opinion, because we were trying to think of things to kind of goof on all these crazy motherfuckers who are running for president. So we were thinking of starting organizations like Perverts for Cruz, you know, Dick Slingers for Rand Paul, and I can't even read this writing, but we wanted to goof on the Total Psychos, Tom Cotton. He's not running for president, but it's sad that he's in Congress and not in a psychiatric hospital, but that's another discussion. So anyway, your input on what we can do to mix the color of the Reverend Is In show with these nut jobs who are running for president, you could be named as a commando for the Reverend Is In. Any more birthdays? Mine. And happy birthday, Reverend Bookburn, which is coming this coming week, but you're not hearing this live, so when it is a recording, it probably already passed, or maybe around the same time you will be hearing this show. So happy birthday, Paul Krasner, Lord Jesus, and me, Reverend Bookburn. Now, the stoner heads that I'm not allowed to goof on because I fucked up the recording forgot to write down the deaths that we need to acknowledge. I pretty much remember them. Since the last show, John Renborn passed away. He was a founding member of the band Pentacle and other bands, and we linked some goodies relating to that at reverendbookburn.com. Also passed since the last show, the drummer of Twisted Sister, Who else? You're supposed to think of this shit. Since you didn't write it down. We wanted to acknowledge Walter Scott, who was one of the recent murder victims of a psycho cop. A cop from South Carolina, but originally from this area. Well, he wasn't from Philly. He was from South Jersey. And he's a homicidal, dangerous, mentally disturbed, racist psycho cop who murdered Walter Scott, shot him in the back, and then tried to plant his taser on him to say, he went for my taser. And thankfully, somebody got that with their cell phone camera. And, you know, maybe it's wise if everybody just be prepared to film anything, to film on no notice, because there is no notice when a psycho cop, and there's only a few million of them running amok. It's not, Bill Maher is totally right. It's not a few bad apples. It's like, it's kind of the opposite. It's like most of them are fucked up, and there's a few good apples sprinkled in here and there. So we wanted to acknowledge the death of Walter Scott as well, since the last show. Okay, so we talked about birthdays, preparing for the next show, and we're still plugging away. Oh, we wanted to say Bill Baird thanks everybody who sent thank you messages or contributions to prochoiceleague.org. And you know, even if you have a couple of bucks you can spare, the tiniest amount, please do so. Prochoiceleague.org. They don't get any funding from like big sources, and they don't get the kind of funding that the large organizations that pay very high salaries, they don't get that kind of money rolling in. They don't get money from Credo Mobile that donates to good causes and is a great alternative to fucking horrifying companies like AT&T and Verizon that funds the right wing and the Tea Party. But Credo only gives to big organizations. We've been pleading with them to give it a portion of the pro-choice funds to prochoiceleague.org, and so far they still have not done so. If you could spare anything, and I wouldn't even say that if it wasn't urgent. You know, we're not members, they're just friends of theirs, friends of ours, and we want to see them pull through this time period. But anyway, Bill Baird thanks those who have done so and those who send thank you messages on or near the anniversary of National Right to Privacy Day, which is March 22nd, the anniversary of his 1972 Supreme Court victory that put him high six figures in debt for most of his life, and won the right to legal birth control for non-married people, followed by two pro-choice, pro-abortion rights Supreme Court victories later in the 70s. So anyway, he thanks you for thanking him, and he thanks the people who contributed, and we thank you as well. Since the last show, we saw a film in the theater in which nobody else, it was an odd time, but nobody else was in there. Like, we owned that fucking theater for that, like, off-time showing of an incredible film that is 5 stars at least out of 5, called The Gunman, that stars Sean Penn, but really it wasn't just Sean Penn who was phenomenal. It was everybody who played a part in it. And I'm not ordinarily one of these, you know, action fans and, you know, fans of shoot 'em ups and all that kind of shit. But this was so well done, so edge of your seat, and even more importantly, it was close to reality. So in a time period where the corporate media and the corporate entertainment industry offer so much bullshit that is far from reality and further taints people's misperceptions and further taints outright lies. I'm thinking, of course, of the American Ass Wiper film in particular. It was great to see that this new Sean Penn film, The Gunman, was made and can be seen. It is a must-see. An absolute must-see. All right. There's more shit to talk about, but I'm talked out. My voice is going to shit. So we're going to play the second set of tunes. Let's play In Accordance With This Birthday Weekend. Oh, thank you, Pastor Hormaster. Birthday week. Now it's a whole week. In accordance with Reverend Bookburn's birthday week, here is Peter Tosh singing Legalize It.
Tuberculosis. love to play with it. So you got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise it.
What do you want? Why don't you leave me alone?
Fox. Punks will take over Top of the Pops. I think you're having a real cool time. Watch out, kid, you're next in line. Oh yeah. Do you remember the promises, promises? I do. Do you remember the promises, promises? I do.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with the obscenity and hijinks on this show. And now they have me introducing another disgusting birthday-related song by ex-members of Articles of Faith in their band Report Suspicious Activity on Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. This is Report Suspicious Activity doing a birthday-themed song entitled Under the Hill.
Spit. Summer's here and the time is right. We're throwing a brick. foot off my neck. I'm tired of asking. I don't want another heartwarming television special. I don't want a new lighter tennis shoe. I don't want revolutionary hair care products. I want revenge! I want your BMW 330 to throw a rod. I want the mechanic to overcharge you. I want revenge. I want your stockbroker to run off with your trades. I want your facelift and arches to fall. I want your wife to find your Blue Boy magazines. I want revenge. I want your daughter to drop ecstasy and sneak into discos with rappers wearing gold chains. I want gypsies to steal your credit cards on your Paris vacation. I want your son to drive drunk. I want your property taxes to go up. I want revenge! I want revenge! Children to drugs, install a second-rate mortgage, install an infested rug. I wish the worst things upon you. I wish you'd just go away. I want your dog to lick its ass in the presence of your in-laws. I want you to lose the election. I want you to get food poisoning at Jack in the Box. I want your coworkers to laugh at you behind your back. I want people to smoke next to you in restaurants. I want your insurance company to deny you coverage for stroke. I want revenge. I want it. I want them to build a medical incinerator downwind of your neighborhood. I want your hard drive to crash. I want you to trail toilet paper out of the men's room. I want you to develop an allergy to deodorant. I want you to get audited. I want your rubber to break. I want revenge! I want revenge! Wish on a lottery! Use your children to drugs! Install a second-rate mortgage! Install an infested rug! I wish the worst things upon you! I wish you'd just go away!
Take off! Take off! get guns and guns, but do it all for fun. Dead cops, dead cops, dead cops, dead cops. Big bad and blue, they're in the Klan too. We're down at this point, let's put them to the torch. Dead cops, dead cops, dead cops, dead cops. Rebel, rebel on the street. Makeup on my face, stockings on my feet. All the streets asking me why I don't act like a normal American guy. What is this a straight and me so bad? What is this a straight and me so bad? What is this a straight and me so bad? What is this a straight and me so bad? Cause the land of the free, safe the home of the brave. You know they call me a queen. Just another human being. What is America so straight and me so bad? What is America so straight and me so bad? What is America so straight and me so bad? What is America straight and me so bad? Your authority and your power has turned us sick and sour. And your justice is a lie. And we're gonna fight until you die. What is this so straight and me so bad? What is this so straight and me so bad? What is America so straight and me so bad? What is America so straight and me so bad? Take off! Take off! Take off! What you gonna do? The mafia in blue, hunting for queens, niggers and you! Take off! Take off! Take off! Take off! Down for a switch, army of the rich, master fucking slaves, who piss on your grave! Take off!
The war, the KKK, no bash USA. The war, the KKK, no bash USA. No force to die, I'm forced to fry. Till I've been a cage, from my rage. I misunderstood, I did what I could. I made my try, I'm forced to die. Going home, my mind is full, I summarize the time. I can't stop jumping on a fence, I'm dead in self-defense. I live in a world of hate, with no regret. I'm not sustained, I'm wrecked, just in a world of hate. No regret, not sustained, no war, the KKK, no bash USA. The war, the KKK, no bash USA. Ronald McDonald, corporate defender, Ronald McDonald, change from five.
You heard MDC from their first album, Millions of Dead Cops, doing Business on Parade, Dead Cops, America's So Straight, Dead Cops Reprise, Born to Die, and Corporate Death Burger. Before MDC, you heard Report Suspicious Activity doing Under the Hill and Revenge. Generation X did Promises. Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band did Boogie Till You Puke. Fishbone did Bonin' in the Boneyard. And started that set off with Peter Tosh doing Legalize It. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Rev Bookburn's Birthday Show 2015. Since we do it every year. And reason number two that I can't goof on these Stonerhead associates is because one of them thought of the person who died that we forgot to list, since they forgot to bring the list, and we were naming those who have passed since the last show by memory. Also passed away since the last show was Cynthia Lennon, the first wife of John Lennon, and she passed away after a fight with cancer. So farewell with respect and honor to her. And we recently updated ReverendBookburn.com, which technically is RevBookburn.blogspot.com, but ReverendBookburn.com will get you there. And it is said that when the Reverend updates that site, that there are more links than anybody's ever going to read or check out besides the music videos. And that may be. But I wanted to point out that besides the cool music videos, if you check out nothing else, please click on the links to Shock Video from America's Worst Cop. The article about the woman sentenced to prison over a miscarriage and what was the word they used? Feticide. And Pruvi Patel, if memory serves, is her name. And it's besides the title of the article, it's under a header, Are You Fucking Insane? And an article entitled Scapegoat Economics. Since the last show, an asshole named Mike Pence, who is the governor of Indiana, has signed a bill similar to some in other states, signed a bill that uses the innocent sounding words of religious freedom, which is kind of like saying, you know, we want a bill for slave owners' freedom. And in reality, of course, the words are deceptive. It's total bullshit. It's not about religious freedom, which is already there. It's about religious, or specifically Christian supremacy. In other words, Christian Sharia law, in a slightly watered down sense. And of course, what the bill is designed to do is enable bigots to further get away with homophobic bigotry and hostilities to women who use birth control, and whatever the case is, it would give them a legal framework to further oppress in the name of religion. And that's important because by using deceptive names of these bills, it sounds like something that people would feel funny opposing, you know, a bill called religious freedom. But every bill like that is deceptively worded because very few people would argue against religious freedom, but they're not going to call a bill a name that is honestly representative of what it's all about. Like, they're not going to say the right to be a total asshole who hates women and gay people and wants to dominate the culture and fuck over what's left of democracy and diversity and liberty for everybody else. So it's called religious freedom. And wanted to address that at least a little bit. We're going to talk about it on the next show when we celebrate National Masturbation Month. And similarly, there are laws in many places that love repressive laws. You know, usually people who say we want small government or we're libertarians, another deceptive bullshit word. We want liberty for corporations to further fuck everybody else's lives. We want small government, except when it comes to your womb or your sexual orientation or whether or not you do consenting sex work. And the deception part of it is that they set up really fucked up laws and fucked up rescue groups and even worse, like mandatory retrainings by religious groups, all in the name of being anti-trafficking. And of course, anybody who is not a fucking idiot knows that there is a huge difference between consenting sex work and trafficking. But you wouldn't know that listening to a lot of the professional fundraisers and professional advocates of repression for all in the name of anti-trafficking, if you were to listen to them speak. And so clearly it's a biased agenda and a dishonest agenda, and it affects laws and it affects people being incarcerated or sent to these rescue camps or religious indoctrination camps. And now that has expanded beyond places like the U.S. and other countries that like repressive anti-freedom laws. It has spread, thanks to an asshole mayor, to Amsterdam, who decided in the name of anti-trafficking to close down the facilities that have sex workers who sit or stand in the windows, you know, known as the window facilities in Amsterdam. I'm happy to say there is huge resistance. Over 400 workers, sex workers themselves, plus many supporters protesting and resisting this, and not just accepting their place as a stigmatized and marginalized outcast of society, but protesting and defending their rights and expressing opposition to the lies and utter bullshit that they don't need rescuing from something they consent to do. And to the mayor of Amsterdam, don't listen to shitheads like people from the U.S. who are from either the assholes in Congress or the people from these bogus anti-trafficking professional fundraiser groups or anybody else who bullshits people and has an anti-sex worker agenda and tries to paint it all as being a part of a vast trafficking world order or some other paranoid fantasy that they have. Yes, such things are a real problem, but to say that every consenting sex worker needs to be rescued is problem number one. Creating repressive policies and affecting people's lives is huge problem number two, and that needs to end. Right, how are we doing with time? All right, let's play the third set of tunes, because definitely want to have enough time to do the Asshole of the Week awards. We're going to play Phil Oakes in this set, but we're going to start off with Yoko Ono. This is entitled Walking on Thin Ice.
Thank you. tried to walk across the lake. Of course it was winter, when all this was ice. That's a hell of a thing to do, you know. They say the lake is as big as the ocean. I wonder if she knew about it.
Mr. Now, as you may know, I'm an old timer. I go way back in time, back to the 60s, which were much different than today. Back in the 60s, people used to get upset about things that were going on with the federal government. They used to, believe it or not, actually demonstrate in the streets. Of course, they don't do that anymore. To demonstrate in the streets is now passé and unfashionable and not likely to get you any girls. So, today everything is cooled out. Everybody's got their downers, the various gurus running around town. But just for old time's sake, I'd like to sing one of these old time protest songs. Oh, I'm just a student, sir, and only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rising smoke from the books that you like to burn. So I'd like to make a promise, and I'd like to make a vow, that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. Oh, you'd like to be my father, you'd like to be my dad, and give me kisses when I'm good and spank me when I'm bad. But since I left my parents, I've forgotten how to bow. So when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. And things that might be different if I was here alone, but I've got a friend or two who no longer live at home. And we'll respect our elders just as long as they allow, that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. I've read of other countries where the students take a stand. They've even helped to overthrow the leaders of the land. Now I guess that it's the time to say we're also learning how. And when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. So keep right on a-talking and tell us what to do. But if nobody listens, my apologies to you. And I know that you were younger once, 'cause you sure are older now. And when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. So I'm just a student, sir, and only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rising smoke from the books that you like to burn. So I'd like to make a promise, and I'd like to make a vow, that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. This is a song I wrote in 15 minutes in the back seat of a 56 Ford.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I really appreciate all the attention that my family has received from Reverend Bookburn and your associates over there, who look like they're having a hard time staying awake. And I'm amused that my brother appears to be the most mentally stable out of all of the Republican presidential candidates for 2016. I laughed my head off when Jeb was exposed for filling out a voter form in which he declared himself Hispanic. And Reverend, you had me laughing before the show when you said you were going to mail our family, everyone in our family, holiday cards every Latino holiday. But I'm going to say thank you again for all the attention that we get from you, and happy birthday, Reverend Bookburn. Here is Phil Oakes.
I don't know if you can see this little button I'm wearing. It says Impeach Nixon. It's Agnew 2, if we can do it, either way. So. The media's been saying for some time that the movement is dead, that there's no more anti-war marches, and therefore the movement's dead. I think if ever there was an issue,
to revive some stagnant minds. I think Nixon is providing it. And the media for a long time has been engaged in a kind of a thought control and trying to keep people quiet. And until Nixon started to get so strong, they got frightened enough to want to get rid of the man. He's, after all, a man is judged by the company he keeps. Especially when he appoints his company as the attorney general, his best friend, John Mitchell, his attorney general, his law partner, his campaign manager, caught now publicly admitting that he was discussing breaking the law. Quite obvious to all that he did, in fact, break the law. In any other country, the guy would have resigned out of a sense of honor or commitment or character. America being what it is, Nixon being what he is, he's going to try to stay president of the corporation for as long as he can. It doesn't really matter that he personally ordered a break-in into the office of a psychiatrist. It doesn't really matter that, turns out, he just, that mansion of the so-called Western White House was paid for by a business pal. Nixon didn't put one penny on for that house that he lives in. Never has a man so low ever been in public life here in America. So instead of standing around saying, gee, do you think he might be impeached? Instead of saying that, say, fuck him, impeach him, get rid of him. One way or another. He can be impeached if you will it, if you decide to make it your will. Write it on the wall, spread it around, get it around Detroit. Let the boys know something's up. Here's to the state of Richard Nixon. For underneath his border, the devil draws no line. If you drag his muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. And the fat trees of the forest have hit 1,000 crimes. And the calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land we've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Richard Nixon, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. Oh, there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. Yes, and here's to the cops of Richard Nixon. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars, and behind their broken badges there are murderers and more. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Richard Nixon and Billy Graham. I think Billy Graham should be castrated. Where the cross was made of silver, now it's caked with rust. And the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. All the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust. And heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Richard Nixon. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down.
and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns, and they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds, and the speeches of the Spiro are the ravings of a clown. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of.
I hope we can transmit some of this energy to other people. Here's a song based on a poem by the late, great Alfred Noyes.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hall, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail tea bagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And tea bag a liberal Dem before
they teabag you. Bye-bye. Oh, shit! I gotta warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there are runner-ups as well. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the mayor of Amsterdam. Obviously influenced by such anti-freedom people as U.S. public officials and organizations that are scammers in the name of being against trafficking, for the repression that resulted in the ending of the consenting sex workers who work in the windows of Amsterdam. Mayor of Amsterdam, first runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Tom Cotton of the U.S. Congress, the leader of the 47 traitors who actually acted on their mental instabilities enough to try to sabotage the deal with Iran that would have, you know, nudged the world a little bit closer towards the possibility of peace. Further, expressing an unbelievably stupid and fucked up attitude towards women as well, proving that he is a modern day teabagger attempting to take Ted Cruz's crown as the biggest psycho in Congress. Tom Cotton, second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And there's another runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Indiana Governor Mike Pence, the homophobe who passed a law that deceptively calls itself the Religious Freedom Bill, in which it is actually a nudge towards theocracy, furthering bigotry, and furthering Christian supremacy. Mike Pence. Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Thank you. Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, famous for the deceptively named Religious Freedom Bill, the third runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a recipient so special as to even outshine the three runners-up. Tonight, April 12th, 2015, at Lolo Radio, loisburek.com, reverendbookburn.com, alias revbookburn.blogspot.com, and radio4all.net. Asshole of the Week is not an individual, but a group of people. And actually not even a group of people, but a very, very large group of people. Asshole of the Week is the murderous, the robbing, the excessive fining and looting, the violent, the racist, the abusers of police departments nationwide. New York City, Ferguson, Maryland, New Jersey, South Carolina, and nationwide. The thuggery, the racism, the unjustified violence, and of course, the murders that you should be prosecuted for on murder charges, no less, reveal that it is a rampant problem, one that needs to be addressed, and violent and corrupt police people, you are Asshole of the Week. Let's end the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoare, the 2009 version. Before that, Phil Oakes did I'm Gonna Say It Now, and Here's to the State of Richard Nixon. And the versions on this show are from the 2004 release entitled Live Again, and this was recorded in May 1973. Before Phil Oakes, you heard Jeff Beck doing Jailhouse Rock. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Before that, the Beatles did Birthday, and started that set off with Yoko Ono doing Walking on Thin Ice. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme has been Reverend Bookburn's birthday show, 2015. And it has been a blast of a weekend. My associates have informed me that it is a week of celebrating since it's the actual day is coming this week. And so we're expecting this show to be uploaded somewhere around my birthday. And it will be at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All. .net, thanks to the great Pastor Rex Cat. And in the meantime, we will be preparing for the May show, which of course is National Masturbation Month, and we're going to call it National Masturbation Month - Cream Pie Kinky Clergy. And if you submit an idea that is used, you will be acknowledged as a cum-mando. Write to Rev Bookburn, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Let us know what we should do with the energy that comes from the show. If we should start a group called like Perverts for Rand Paul or something that kind of fuses the nuttery that is happening in politics along with the fun and silliness and hotness that comes out of this show, especially the exceptionally hot planned show for National Masturbation Month. Stay in touch with the always updated reverendbookburn.com alias revbookburn.blogspot.com. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. On YouTube, the YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. Nothing to do with MySpace or fascist fuck Facebook. On Twitter, it's @revbookburn. We're going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. And I thought this year, let's close my birthday show with a song by Queer for Girls. This track is entitled Secret Police. Good night.
Nothing you can do. They're kicking your door down. They're gunning for you. took our Silas' love from pain to shrink. Well, the heart that she gave me was not made of a stone. It was sweet and hollow, like a honeycomb. Think I'll wait till the sun.
Street, a moor, mama, not up sheep display, and we were rolling, rolling, rocking.
Take, and every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, a cottage is pretty. The main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on? What to do there? Better pray there. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful, inflatable doll. My role is to serve you, disposable darling. Can't throw you away now, immortal and life-size. My breath is inside you, I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death's size. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful, I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
magic garden. Some were singing, some were dancing, while the midnight moon shone brightly overhead. Stars so gaily glistened, and the Sphinx in silence listened to the magician tell of lives that he had led. Let the bells of freedom ring, songs of love to Friday's king. Let's all go to the magician's birthday. It's in the forest, but not so far away. Much to do and so much to say.
Thank you. him.